The Dolo White Podcast is brought to you by Cinema Anywhere Nashville. Follow Cinema Anywhere Nashville on Instagram and book your indoor or outdoor cinema experience today. Hey, it's Dolo White, and this is the Dolo White Podcast. Let's be honest, many of us, myself included, look down on our high school classmates who chose to attend a community college, but they may be the ones having the last laugh. The average cost of college has almost doubled since 1996, the first year I attended the illustrious Georgia Southern University, while the average student loan debt has nearly tripled. Who knows what these numbers look like by the time my daughter graduates high school, and with the cost of college increasing nearly 8 times faster than wages, at some point, going to a four-year university may simply not be worth it anymore. Now may be the time to give an honest look at community colleges. My guest today is Dr. Shauna Jackson, the president of Nashville State Community College, which can offer free tuition through programs like Tennessee Promise and Tennessee Reconnect, plus free laptops, hotspot services, food and transportation assistance, and so much more. Dr. Jackson destroys the stigmas surrounding community college and makes the case that we really need to take a serious look at community colleges for our kids. So let's do this. Welcome to the Dolo White Podcast.
Polo Giddy. Live.
Yeah, what's up?
This is not live. It's completely recorded.
Broadcasting from one of the top recording studios in all of Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah, that's not true at all. I'm probably at home doing this.
He's been called one of the greatest thinkers of his time.
Literally no one has ever called me that. I do kind of agree with it, though.
Right here.
A 2017 recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize.
That's just a flat out lie.
Talking politics, community, race, religion, entertainment, sports, and whatever else.
Yes.
It's the Dolo White Podcast.
Episode 36 now of the Dolo White Podcast. My guest today, I'm very excited for you to be here, Dr. Shauna Jackson, the president of Nashville State Community College.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for being here. I want to talk to you about community colleges in general, and especially Nashville State. But I saw a stat online. The average student loan debt in 1996, when I started college, was like $12,000 and some change. The average student loan debt now is like $37,000.
That is incredible.
It's tripled in the time.
Which is why people should go to community college.
Exactly. That's my point is maybe this is a better look at this point. Maybe this doesn't cost you as much in the long run, correct?
That's correct.
And not only that, you guys offer things like food assistance, free laptops.
Absolutely. I've been president since 2018, and we have been working so hard to build holistic support services for our students, because a lot of times people have barriers that are not just academic.
Right.
They're not just having trouble in the classroom. They have life issues. And so we've really been stepping it up to make sure we have campus cupboards, which is the food insecurity issue. Our foundation has a lot of beyond financial aid support for childcare, transportation, and we've been really working on mental health services. We've actually hired a social worker just to work with our students to help get them connected to the resources that are available to them.
So if I'm a high school senior and I'm thinking about going to college, a four-year university, or to a community college at first, sell me on that community college. Like, besides the money, what else am I gaining by going to the community college?
Absolutely. And I'm going to tell you, I went to a four-year, and I'm always really transparent with students and also with parents that I didn't know what a community college was. I mean, they had them, but it wasn't anything our counselors talked about. So when people were like, is that a real college? I get the stigma. But absolutely, we are a real college. And I think the wonderful thing about who we are is we're comprehensive. So if you want to go to a four-year, we're going to do the first 2 years. And if you're coming out of high school in Tennessee, you got Tennessee Promise. So your tuition and your fees are going to be free. And we're preparing you. That same English course that you would take at MTSU or TSU, we're going to offer it at Nashville State at a much lower cost.
Right.
And so if you're not sure where you want to go, instead of taking this year or two to explore on a four-year campus, you can come to the community college and really kind of get a sense, because we have much smaller class sizes. You know, some people keep thinking this residential, this big football experience, but there's more to college than sports.
Yeah.
And in many cases, we're partnering right now, working with Austin Peay to make sure our students can go to games. And we want to do the same thing with TSU. So smaller class sizes, quality, affordable, and such a different variety of options for you. Some people are like, I don't know that I want to do 4 years. you need to come to the community college. Right. And sometimes we have these short-term programs that are less than a year. We call them career in a year that stack. So after you complete, if you want to continue, you're not wasting time.
I feel like we've drilled into kids' heads so much now that like you leave high school, you go to college, and we ask 18-year-old kids to make a decision on what it is you want to do for the rest of your life when you're 18. And that worked out for me, right? Like, I mean, I'm one of the like few people that was like, yeah, I want to be in radio. And then I got into radio and that worked out for me. And I realized that I'm an exception and I realized that I'm lucky for that. But most kids shouldn't know what they want to do at the age of 18. Like, it's okay if you don't have that figured out. And I don't feel like we do a good enough job, you know, in our society to say, it's okay if you don't know. You're 18. You're going to figure it out one day, right?
Well, I have to tell you, when I was a little girl, I wanted to be the first Black female president of the United States. And so I took this whole journey during high school. For some reason, I thought I had to be an attorney. I don't know why. And I had a chance to do an internship, which I'm going to encourage those that are going into high school or parents that have children, that career exploration you're talking about. You know, in Nashville, you have the academies and different districts have different ways to try to help you. But I did this internship and realized very quickly I did not want to be an attorney and switched my major to business. But anyway, long story short, it came back around because I'm the first Black female president at Nashville State.
There you
when
go.
You said you're doing what you wanted to do at 18, I'm doing what I wanted to do when I was a little girl. So I am just tickled to serve. But to your point, I have two kids. And one is 22 and one is 19. And neither one of them knew what they wanted to do. And I'm like, you can't do that. You know, like my whole life is college. You have to know. But they really don't know. And some of it's exposure.
Yeah.
There are so many great careers out there that Nashville State prepares students for, where they could go to school for 2 years and come out making $60,000, $70,000 that they don't even know about. And so we want to help as early as possible in the interest piece when they're thinking about applying, try to get employers to be more involved with our students so that they can see where these careers can lead. But it is a time of exploration. Unfortunately, education for education's sake and just exploring and taking 2 years to find yourself, you know, people have to work. And so we're focused on helping our students get on a pathway to economic mobility.
I know another thing you guys do that I think is really cool is like with the culinary stuff, you can offer people like an actual experience in the kitchen. And that experience, like you could go in the kitchen, like you went and decided you didn't want to be an attorney. That may be, I mean, but like you don't know that unless you're actually in the environment. You don't know if you don't want to do this, if this is just not for me, until you actually get in there. And giving kids that chance to actually get in there, I think that means everything, because then they know like this is for me or this is not for me, you know?
And that is so exciting. We call them learn and earn programs, but in culinary and hospitality, we actually have apprenticeship programs. So people are often familiar with that term, where you are going to school, but you're working at the same time and you're getting paid. So as you're learning more about hospitality or getting prepared to have a culinary career, we're already connected you to employers.
Yeah.
And so you can work and go to school, but you're earning credit for what you're doing at work. And so it's just a perfect mix of exploration to see, is this what I want to do? And if it is, you're already connected to an employer. You're already working in the field. And so we want to do more of those types of programs because there's a longer commitment to working with students to get them where they want to be.
Do you guys also do like just kind of a general studies thing where like if I know I want to go to college, I don't know exactly what I want to do, but I want to start and maybe I'll figure it out over, you know, a span of 2 years and I just want some credit. So when I do decide what I want to do, it can work. Is that a thing? Like
it
a general
is a
studies?
Real thing.
It's a real thing.
I don't think
okay.
we call it general studies.
Okay.
We probably call it university parallel or something like that. But really, most of our transfer programs, just for your audience to know, if you're majoring in accounting or in physics or in whatever transfer program, you're going to get all of the general education courses as you're talking about your English, your history, your social sciences. You're going to get 1, 2, maybe 4 courses in your major. That way you're transferring as a junior.
Right.
You've knocked all of your basic courses out. You walk in as a junior, you can be very focused on the path for you. And we've got advisors to make sure you're taking the right courses. But it really is, because some people think skills, 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 which are great. We need them. But you want people to be able to communicate. You want people to be able to write. You want them to work in teams. That's really what education is about, building those skills around specific things that you're able.
Earlier, you mentioned the smaller class sizes because I didn't graduate college. I went for 4.5 years and didn't make it. But
it's never too late to come back. And there's this thing called the Tennessee Reconnect, so you don't even have to pay.
It's been like 20 years. I don't know if I can. I don't know if there's enough reconnection. In the
we have 70-year-olds coming back.
Wow. I know this sounds awful. I dropped out and that was my path. That was my journey. And I've never looked back and I've never regretted it. But that was me. And I don't condone my behavior as a 21-year-old. But I do think that one of the problems I had in college was attendance. And when you're sitting in a classroom, I went to Georgia Southern University, which is a middle sized university in South Georgia. When you're sitting in a classroom with like 100 people, the teacher doesn't know if you're there. I don't even remember one of my professors' names in college. You know what I mean? Like, yes. It was that impersonal. But when the classrooms are smaller, it's a little bit different. That's right. And you might be held a little more accountable. And maybe community college would have been a better look for me, you know, like.
And that's the great thing.
Yeah.
And we hear so many stories. I don't know if you know who Milton Johnson is, but he's a former CEO of HCA. And he actually is from Nashville and went to Nashville High School and stumbled into Nashville State as a young person. And so he tells me often the story about being in the classroom with an accounting teacher. He just found his way in this class. He said, you should keep going and get a 4-year and be a CPA. And he said, what is a CPA? Right. So that's where people can know you, see the potential in you, and they can feed it. That's what we do at Nashville State. Like, we are looking to recognize, because it's all about developing your human potential, right?
Right.
And so if we get you in the right situation, we've got faculty that really care that our students get what they need and get them on a track to like expose them to other things. And so there's a lot of people who didn't ever think they would go to college. Then when they get to Nashville State or other community colleges, have just a life-changing experience.
I think that's that mentorship. You know what I mean? Like, you don't get that much at a bigger institution. I know that, you know, when you get off into your more major classes, those classes do shrink down a little bit, right? Like in your last 2 years at a 4-year institution. But I remember big classes going to Georgia Southern. And I remember like, nobody's going to know if I don't show up to this class. And then I wouldn't show up to that class. And that was...
Yeah, some of our largest classes are 30 people.
Wow.
You know, so we have very small class sizes. And again, the teacher will know your name.
Yeah.
They also know when you don't come.
Yeah.
And in our case, we'll call you. Like, where are you?
I could have used some of that energy back in the late 90s.
Sometimes all it takes is somebody to say, we missed you.
Yeah.
You know, what's going on?
Yeah.
And what we found is sometimes what's going on is I don't have housing. You know, I got kicked out last night. You know, or my car broke down, I can't get to school. And so when we hear that and we know that, we react. You know, we kind of have what I would call a care team that's coming for you to help you, right? And so sometimes people are just not motivated. And so you want to help redirect them. But sometimes we find our students really are hitting life's speed bumps.
Yeah.
And so we want to help them to get over, because I want you to not just come to Nashville State. I want you to get through it. And then I want you to go on to whatever journey and then come back and help somebody else.
And the other thing you guys do is you have very flexible class schedules too, right? So you can kind of, you know, I didn't become a parent until I was almost 40. But I know a lot of young people become parents at a young age and they think, I can't go to school now. What am I going to do? That's not the case with you guys, because you guys can say, hey, we're going to work with you. And then you said you also offer like forms of childcare as well, right?
We don't have childcare on campus. Okay. I want to be very clear about that, but we offer vouchers to help pay for childcare. But I will say this, pre-pandemic, we didn't have as many online options. So one of the good things from the pandemic is that we have just been really innovative about how we, one, serve our students, because in a virtual format, it's totally different. And then the options we've created. So we didn't have Zoom classes before the pandemic, and now we do. And so we have online, completely online, at your own pace. You know, you're kind of self-directed, you've got support, but you can take the class at 3 a.m. if you want to.
Right.
Just go and log in. Then we have Zoom classes that will say, you know, you're meeting at 10 o'clock. Well, I know that. I know my schedule. I can do that in between either working or taking care of the kids. And so now you've got these options where you don't have to figure out how to get to campus to take the course and then figure out how to get back. And so we really think that this is going to be more flexible for our students to be able to make adjustments. So if my work schedule changes and I'm in an online class, it doesn't matter.
You can put the baby to bed and go to school right then, you know, where that wasn't an option pre-pandemic, You know?
Not at all. Not for many of our classes. And so now it's about building the supports for students in the online and virtual format so that they don't feel like they're losing something.
Right.
And they know their teachers, even if they don't see them. And so that's what we're working on now.
That's incredible. And I think in this day and age, when especially like I think about my daughter, you know, if the average student loan debt right now is, you know, $37,000, what's it going to be when in, you know, 14 years when my daughter is turning 18 and going to college? Like, what does that look like if it's tripled? And since I left college, what is it going to be in 18 more years? You know what I mean? And I can't kind of wrap my head around how much money that's going
to
be.
And I can't, maybe you can help me. I can't wrap my head around the decisions that people are making to go on and accept that debt. Mm. Living in this area or this region, you know, I'm pretty transparent. I've got two kids. One graduated from Howard. She's in graduate school. But my son is at Eastern Kentucky. Had he not had a full football scholarship, which is better than the athletic scholarship, I mean, the academic scholarship, hate to say it, but it is, he would have been best served at a community college because he went to a smaller school. He likes that small school size, and it would have been a really good fit for him. And so I think choice and fit are important. Some people go with tradition.
Yeah.
I went there, so I want you to go there, whether it's the right thing for their kid or not. Now, if you can afford to write a check, great. But if you're going to have to borrow all this money, you should go to Nashville State for 2 years, get that tuition and fees paid for, and then transfer because there's scholarship money for transfer students.
And then you can still kind of get that college experience, you know, after you transfer, and maybe even when you're more mature, because I say that because I was a very immature 18-year-old. You know, I was a very immature 33-year-old too, but that's another topic for another day. But I mean, not every kid is ready to leave the nest at the age of 18.
That's
and
right.
Not every 18-year-old kid is the same. And to offer every 18-year-old right. kid the same experience is kind of crazy to me. Like,
I agree. And also, I want to dispel another rumor or stigma that some people think you go there when you can't get into 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
When you can't get, and that's not true. We have some amazingly academically well-prepared students. We've been really working on our honors program. We're even looking at doing undergraduate research and partnering with some regional institutions. But it is sometimes the maturity. It's sometimes I just need to be close to home.
Yeah.
So there's many reasons why you can choose a community college besides I didn't get into the school of my dream, so I guess I'll go over there. And I really want your audience to know that there is a really good option for them in this area to get a good quality education. And again, sometimes they find this is enough.
Right.
I mean, many of our students choose health science programs. And so we've got surgical tech. We actually have a nursing program where they get the same RN that you would get with a four-year degree. And so mm-hmm. these students are doing amazing things. So many options, even on the music side. Tom and I were talking about that, that there are so many things to prepare you for great careers behind the scenes, you know, at the boards. And we just want people to know and come check us out.
Yeah, I think the stigmas, and that's a lot of what my podcast is about. It's about destroying stigmas and maybe thinking about things in a different way. There are stigmas about community college,
absolutely.
And there shouldn't be, because you're still going, you're still getting an education. And when you and the person that went to the 4-year college graduate after 4 years or whatever, you're both starting salaries are going to be comparable, probably, and you're going to owe a lot less money than they
That's
do.
For right? sure.
so you get to enjoy that money that you're making fresh out of college a little more than somebody who's paying, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think, again, full transparency, I understood the stigma because I had the same. Understanding that wasn't a thought for me. You know, my parents went to 4 years, so I'm going to 4 years. But anyway, I came to Tennessee actually to work for the Pillsbury Company. It's General Mills now in Murfreesboro. So I didn't start in higher ed. I didn't even think that was a option for me. But I'm going to tell you what happened. It was kind of a life-changing experience. My husband, who's from Mount Juliet, we moved around and ended up in Knoxville. And I answered a paper ad. That's how long ago it was. Pretty old. To teach part-time business courses because we moved for him and I didn't have a job. So first time as an adult not having a job. And I thought it was going to be temporary. I'm going to go teach these classes and I'm going to find this corporate job, right? And it was life-changing because I got in that classroom and saw that those students didn't have the same support I had growing up. Mm. I mean, but I knew I was going to college. There's so many students right now that that's not even a conversation around the table.
Yeah.
And when I saw the lack of support that they had from their families and friends, and, you know, my husband's telling me I have to quit because I'm not spending enough time with the kids, or, you know, my mom and dad said I was too stupid to go to college. And you're like, your parents said that to you. And so it became a way for me to be a difference maker, because I thought, if I can pour into these students, not kids, they were some older than me, and give them what they need to be supported, that they could change their whole life. And so I do. I believe education is a difference maker, and not just for the individual student, but their family, right? Because you think about economic, you think about building wealth, but also the community. Mm-hmm. You know, an educated community is generally safer, is healthier. And so we need people to get over the stigma and say, what do I want to do to better my life?
Yeah.
If you really want to change your path, then you need some kind of education and training.
Education is one of the top deferences to crime. So like the better educated a person is, the less likely they are to commit a crime later in life, which is why it's crazy to me that we don't put, when we talk about decreasing crime, we don't talk about putting more money in schools. We instead take money from schools, which is insane. But that's for another episode.
Another
I've covered that numerous times on the podcast, and we'll continue to cover it. But Dr. Jackson, thank you so much for doing this. Is there another stigma we need to break down before I let you out of here?
Oh, probably. I just want to make sure we cover that. We are a real college. We prepare students very well. We have transfer agreements with Belmont, MTSU. So I don't want anyone thinking that they can't go on to a four-year when they leave us. We prepare students very well. That it is really a special place, and that we are committed to helping our students get to and through Nashville State and on a road to economic and social mobility.
And there's a Target right down the street, too. That's always a selling point for
the Target down the street.
Yeah.
Now, we didn't talk about that. We've got 6, soon to be 7 locations.
Wow.
Yes. So Nashville State's not just in Nashville. We have a campus in Clarksville, in Dixon, and Way in Waverly County, in Humphreys County. We're going to have 4 campuses in Davidson County. So the White Bridge Road campus, there's a Southeast campus in Antioch. It's the old Dillard's, because when I moved here in the 90s, that was
Hickory Hollow Mall. Yeah.
And then we have a campus close to the airport in East Davidson. And then we're building a beautiful new campus in Madison. And so it'll be our North Davidson campus. So we're going to cover East, South. You know the direction.
Yeah.
West Campus, East Campus, North Campus, South Campus. And so we're trying to make it very accessible for students to get there. And really, again, I want to just let people know, we got laptops, hotspots, we've got mental health services, we've got food insecurity, campus suburbs. We're here to cover the whole student so that they can be successful when they come to Nashville.
I love it. I love breaking down stigmas. And community college is definitely something that more people should consider. And it's a win all the way around if you attend a community college, and especially Nashville State here in the Music City. So Dr. Jackson, thank you so much for doing this. I really appreciate it. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Cinema Anywhere Nashville. You can book your indoor or outdoor cinema experience right now, starting at only $350. Cinema Anywhere Nashville provides your choice of a 16, 24, 36, or even a 100-foot screen, plus projector setup and sound system. This is a super dope service that wouldn't just be great for corporate and work events, but also birthday and holiday parties, or if you just want to get some people together to celebrate the end of the pandemic, or if you want to have a romantic evening with your significant other, Cinema Anywhere Nashville is perfect for all of those things. They have the right experience for you. Follow them on Instagram right now at Cinema Anywhere Nashville and book your cinema experience today. I want to say thank you once again to my guest, Dr. Shauna Jackson, the president of Nashville State Community College. To learn more about Nashville State, hit up nscc.edu/apply. To learn more about me, hit me up on the gram or Twitter or TikTok or Clubhouse at DoleWite101, DoleWite101. Want to say thank you for following and subscribing to this podcast. Make sure you have notifications set up so when new episodes drop, you are aware of it. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, go ahead, hit them 5 stars for me. Write me a good review. I would really, really, really appreciate that. Brand new episode drops next Wednesday. My guest, Tyra Gittens, a track athlete who's going to be competing for Trinidad and Tobago in the upcoming Tokyo Olympics. Super dope interview set up for next week. Make sure you check that out. Thank you for checking out the podcast. That's it. I'm gone.